It's the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show, a Sunday here at beautiful Segra Park in Columbia. The Fred Nats going for a series win today behind Travis Sikora. They've won three out of the first five. Eric Bach joined by Jake Lowry, as we always do on Sunday. And Skipper, a chance to win a series. This would mean a series win instead of a fifth straight split. We got Sikora going today. Got to feel good about our chances.
Got to feel good about our chances with that guy going. We're looking to get that win. It's good that we've already got three wins, so it's not like a Sunday panic, try to split the series. But at the same time, a series win, 4-2, is better than a split.
Sikora's second start of this week also went Tuesday and pitched really well. I mean, the Fireflies had a fluky inning where they had some infield hits, workouts, some bunts. Like, it was true small ball for Columbia against Sikora, but overall, 10 more strikeouts. He dominated. Facing them again today, this is the first time he's done that, faced a team twice in 1 week. What are you expecting from Travis's outing today?
Yeah, just looking for the Fireflies to probably make an adjustment to him. It felt like they were trying to put him in a position bunting and, having a little chaos on defense. So if they're not going to swing it, then that's maybe what their mentality and their game plan was. But the Royals like to run. They like to hit and run. They like to do bunts. So maybe more of that to the same today, but the same thing with Travis. Like, he struck out 10 guys. We're looking for him to dominate that strike zone like he has.
Great week, great stretch for Elijah Green. That home run that he hit on Tuesday ended up turning Sikora's potential loss into a win. Since the All-Star break, his numbers are so good in every metric. I mean, it's really fun to watch him put it all together. And the defense in this huge center field at Segra Park, he's really showcased the defense this week too.
Yeah, I mean, covering basically left center to right center. We have a really good outfield. But even if he's playing pull side and the guy hits an oppo ball, he was able to run a couple things down and make the guys retreat back to first base or just rob extra base hits, period. But offensively, man, he's laying off the pitches that he chased maybe earlier than the season. He's almost got 50 RBIs. He's just getting on base. He's taking advantage of pitches in the zone, and he's making contact with that. As cliche as that sounds, he's driving the ball, and it's awesome. It's awesome to watch because we know the potential that he has.
The way this roster is currently constructed right now is we have five catchers that we're carrying. Only one guy can catch every day. Somebody can DH. Somebody can maybe play first in a turn. That's got to be a challenge for you as a manager to manage all of that, and you want to get all those guys' bats in the lineup too.
Yeah. We're fortunate to draft two high-quality catchers, and these guys can swing it as well. So, the big thing and the big focus for the organization is to get these guys at bats, get them acclimated with pro ball. So I'm doing my best not to back-to-back catch them and give them their at-bats. Colmenares is going to probably stay with Sikora the rest of the way just because of their continuity with each other. And then it's kind of opened up a little bit of first base stuff for Farmer and Rom back. But to get those guys, one or two games a week, that's what the goal is going to be. But for these guys that we got drafted, Lama Vita and Basil, they're going to get the lion's share of the catching and the DHs for now.
You mentioned the relationship between Travis and Colmy. I mean, that's a real thing for a guy that has obviously all the talent in the world, but now he has a catcher that he can trust. What do you think Colmy does well to get the best out of Travis?
I think he dominates the bottom of the zone really well. He has a really good pitch mix, and his pitch sequencing with Travis, it seems like they're on the same page most of the time. Travis gives him plenty of time to throw runners out. Colmy has a good arm behind the plate, and he blocks well. They just kind of like hit it off, kind of like Farmer and Susanna did, towards the end of his stretch. And then we just kind of kept Colmy and Sikora together, and, it's been the sky's the limit for both of them, obviously.
We saw Seaver, King, and Caleb Lama Vita debut last week. Now we've got some more guys this week. Kevin Bazell swung it well in his first week in Fredericksburg, and a couple other draft guy pitchers have gotten in the series already, maybe coming back up again today. What have you thought about Bazell, Beaker, and Kranz?
Solid, man. Kranz went right after guys with his fastball, breaking ball for strikes. But it's good to see a little velo out of the pen. No fear going right after guys. Bazell and Lama Vita, those guys are getting better and better catching. They're, getting used to the staff. Their accuracy on stolen base attempts, it seems like it's been right on the money every time. So, kudos to the draft and these guys, their college coaches are getting these guys ready for professional baseball. But really like the way they swing the bat. Seaver's been playing really good defense at shortstop, which was, him coming in the draft that he can play center, third, and short. To me, he looks like every bit of a shortstop. I don't know, we're in low A, but those plays are made in the big leagues. Those plays are made in double A. He's done a really good job keeping the ball in the infield, you know, setting us up for double plays. He's made some above average plays. And then obviously he swings the bat well. He's been like an RBI machine, infield back, sack flies, you know, just taking advantage of what's happening in front of him, not trying to do too much. And that's what you want.
Definitely a good situational player. Last one for you. We've maintained this 2-game lead in the division that we had when we showed up here in Columbia. 13 left to go. I mean, this is turning into a playoff race. We got one more week on the road next week in Kannapolis, and then 6 more at home. Once we're getting down to single digits left here, we can call it a playoff race.
Yeah. I mean, and at the same time, we're still not scoreboard watching or anything. We're just trying to win the series and things like that. You know, play one game at a time. But it is something cool to be playing for. We already have more wins than we did last year as a team with 13 to go, like you said, which is, you know, always something you're trying to strive for and you know, be above 500 and play winning baseball and play for something this late in the season.
Sikora Day, and every Sunday is Jake Lowry Day on Fred Nats on Deck. Thank you, Skip.
No problem, Eric. Go Freddies.